brothers and sisters, I'd like you to come with me to Acts of the Apostles, chapter 7, please. The Acts of the Apostles, chapter 7. Just get your finger in that place, because we'll be starting a couple of pages down from it. We're starting from we're starting from chapter 4, but our aim is chapter 7. You know, when you think of it, is it not wonderful in the times in the past, bringing bad news was rather dangerous, because rulers and kings and masters of slaves sometimes, when you brought them bad news, you either got executed or you get shot. And nobody likes bad news. We all like to get good news. And that's only a natural instance of a human being. And they, even if you come and say, I've got bad news or good news, they say, well, you give me the bad news first, or give me the good news first. So nobody likes bad news. Barnhouse says, when people are confronted by the truth of God, given by his messenger, they will either bow before God of the truth in submission, or they'll do something else. They either will hate and, if possible, even destroy the messenger. That was the fate of Stephen in Acts chapter 7, which we'll try and get to before the night's out. I will lead with me a verse in Hebrews chapter 4, please. And we'll be coming back to Acts chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4. Just to give you a verse that our brother has given us Barnhouse. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12, it says this: for the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing, asunder of the soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and as a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Man, that covers a big bit, the greatness of our God when his word is as powerful as that. And that was made me when I thought of it. So we all can say good news, please. But it doesn't happen that way. In Acts chapter 4, in verses coming in at 1, 2 and 3, it says this: "And as they spake unto the people, the priests and the captain of the temple, and the Sadducees came upon them, and being grieved that they taught the people, and preached through Jesus the resurrection of the dead. And they laid hands on them, and put them in hold until the next day, for it was now eventide. And howbeit that many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of them, of the men, were about 5,000. There was opposition as well at that time with the apostles. There was opposition, and yet men were believing. In verse 12 of Acts 4 as well, it says this: "And neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." There's nobody else. It's only one. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. Nobody else will save you. Nobody else can save you. Only Him. You must come by the way of the cross, for there is no other way. So in verse 12 and then verse 16 of the same chapter, it says this: "Saying, what shall we do to these men, for that indeed a notable miracle has been done by them, is manifested to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But are they spread no further among the people? Let us straightly threaten them, that they speak thenceforth no more of the man of this name. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in the sight of God to hearken unto you more than unto God, judge ye. For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard." That's what we're doing. We're speaking of the things that were seen and heard. We've heard the word of God, and we believed the word of God, and we accepted the word of God, and we were convicted by the word of God, and we tried to live by the word of God. We've tried to do all these things. They heard, and they believed. Friend, if you're listening tonight, have you heard the gospel before? If you have, and you haven't accepted them, why not? Why not? Now you're in the dark. Now you're getting the message. Why not? And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. In That was the first persecution of the disciples. In Acts chapter 5, I would like you to come with me. Acts chapter 5, and verse 18. Verse 17 to get the connection. Then the high priest rose up and all that were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and were filled with indignation. And they laid hands on the apostles and put them in a common prison. That's what they got for teaching the word of God and for preaching it. There are some countries in the world today, if you preach the word, you'd be put in jail as well, and they'd be forgotten. There are some places you may maybe be killed for it. We're here to preach the gospel. It's a wonderful gospel. Because the gospel is good news. And that's why we're preaching it. That's why we're told to preach it. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. In Acts chapter 6, verse 8 of Acts chapter 6. And Stephen was full of faith and power, and did great wonders and miracles among the people. Then there arose a certain of the synagogue, which is called the synagogue of the Libertarians, and the Cyrenians, and the Alexandrians, and those of the Socialists, and of Asia, disputing with Stephen. And they were not able to resist the wisdom of the Spirit by which he spake. Then he subdued men which said, we have heard him speak blasphemy words against Moses and against God. And they stirred up the people and the elders and the scribes and came upon him and caught him and brought him to the council and set up false witnesses which said, this man's ceases not to speak blasphemous words against the holy place and the law. For we have heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth shall destroy this place and shall change the customs which Moses delivered us. And all that sat in the council looked steadfastly on him and saw his face as it had been the face of an angel. Well, they couldn't beat him on debating him with him about the word of God. They brought false witnesses. Didn't they do that with the Lord Jesus Christ? Did they bring false witness against him? One that never told a lie. One that never had neither stain, spot, nor blemish. Never had to apologize. One who was so compassionate with the people. They had to get somebody to tell lies in them. Isn't it terrible? If the Lord Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, leaving the splendors of heaven and knowing his destiny, gave himself for a ransom. They didn't want to know him. Away with him. Crucify him. because they told them of their great sin. That sin comes in when a child comes into the world as a wee baby. And you have that sin to leave this earth. You get the opportunity to get it taken away by accepting the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Saviour. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. No baptism will not take it away. Getting your head watered will not take it away. Whosoever believeth in the Lord Jesus Christ shall be saved. Him that cometh to me, I'll no wise cast out. Good news, but bad news to some people. Bad news to some people. In Acts chapter 7, we now get another piece of history. As Stephen stands to defend himself against the people and the Sadducees and all the boys that are out against them. And he gives them all a history lesson. He says, men and brethren, fathers, hearken, the God of glory appeared unto the father Abraham when in Mesopotamia, before he dwelt in Charan. And he says in verse 6, and God spake of this wise, that his seed should sojourn a strange land, that you bring them into bondage and treat them evil for hundreds of years. And he says in verse 9, and the patriarchs moved with envy and sold Joseph into Egypt, but God was with him. In verse 14, then sent Joseph and called his father Jacob to him, and all his kindred, 75 souls. In verse 22, and Moses was learned of all the wisdom of Egypt, and was mighty in the words and in deeds. And when he was 40 years old, he came into the heart to visit his brethren, the children of Israel. He's gone through all the history and he's telling them what had happened and how it came about. You know, brothers and sisters, if we go through all our history, it would shock us. It would shock us. Well, here was a man that was laid out by God, Moses. A man that he a man that spent the first 40 years thinking he was somebody. Spent the second 40 a nobody. And the third 40, what God could do with a nobody. We're no different. God can do anything with you, friend. He can make you what he wants with you, if you allow him. But you must get rid of that sin. That sin that was taken upon the Lord Jesus Christ at Calvary, where he shed his precious blood, because without the shedding of blood there's no remission of sin. The blood was shed for mankind. That's your way. Your works are not yet yet. All your works will be useful when you're saved, but not till you're saved. and Stephen with the crowd told them all their history. And it comes in at verse 51. It says this, "Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in the heart and ears, you do always resist the Holy Ghost as your father did, so do you. Which of the prophets have you not your fathers persecuted? And they that have slain that which was shown before the coming of a just one, of whom you have been now the betrayers and murderers." In 54 it says this, "And when they heard these things, what did they do? They were cut to their heart. And they gnashed on him with their teeth." They gnashed on him with their teeth. What does that mean? It means that they went with him with great malice and rage. And they grinned as a dog would enrage. You ever see a dog grinning when it's ready to enrage on you? That's what man done to him. Man would do that and something he would hate. And he done it to my Saviour, who was marred more than any man. One that loved, so loved. They stopped their ears with pretense. What it tells us there when they heard these things, they were cut to the heart and they gnashed on him with teeth, with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God, and said, "Behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God." Then they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears, and ran upon him with one accord. They stopped their ears with pretense that they didn't hear it. Didn't want to hear it. Because people don't want to hear the gospel. Because people don't want to get saved. Or to be without a Saviour. Can it be? And they ran upon him with one accord. They done it all together. It was just like a mob. They were as a beast. They were like beasts on their prey. Just the same as the Lord. And they cast him out of the city and stoned him. And the witness laid down their clothes at a young man's feet, whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." And he kneeled down and he cried with a loud voice, "Lay not this sin to their charge." And when he had said this, he fell asleep. the young man that they lay close at his feet was Saul of Tarsus, that became Paul, a mighty man of God. Friend, do you not think you could get saved? Do you think you're so low, or you have went so low that you cannot be raised up? Do you think, Mrs., that you're so bad? That you cannot be cleansed? He can do all things. Saul of Tarsus was a murderer and went after the Christians. And God saved him. Was that not compassion? Yes, the gospel. The gospel is the word of God. The gospel is good news. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. The suffering is all. Why? For we all have sinned. Nobody left out. All have sinned. And the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Saviour. So do you still think you're too bad? You still think you cannot be saved? Or maybe you don't believe in it. Should that happen thousands of years ago? Look around the country and the world today and see what's happening. What the scripture tells us, the wars, and there'll be rumours of wars. There'll be earthquakes. There'll be famines. If you don't believe that, friend, there's one place you're heading. And when you get there, there'll be no relief for you. Because it's all by grace. For by grace we're saved through faith, not of ourselves. Gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord should be saved. That's what Paul had to do in the Damascus Road. Lord, what will you have me to do? So Stephen, the last words from Stephen, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. What was one of the last words from the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross? Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. The Lord Jesus Christ said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. What does Stephen say? Receive my spirit. What a Saviour we have this evening, and you're going to reject them because of some of your ideas that you can't do anything for me. I've got all I need. If that happened many, many years ago. And it says in verse 60, and he kneeled down and cried with a loud voice, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Friend, he didn't lie down to sleep, as you would look at it. But that is what they call a Christian when he passes from this scene of time. Sleep. He's absent from the body and present with the Lord. It says in 2 Corinthians 5 and 8, and it says this, we are confident. And I say, I'm willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. And Luke 16, and it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. And the rich man also died and was buried, and in hell he lifted up his eyes in torment. And he seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. Friend, read it. Read it yourself sometime when you get the time, or take the time. In Luke 16, verse 24. And look what it says. He cried. He cried in hell. Because he wouldn't believe. And he's crying because it's too late. There's no use of crying now. If you're going to do any crying, do it now. For your sins to be taken away. Instead of ridiculing and abusing the men and the woman and the youth that take the word of God to people throughout the lands. Instead of mocking them and abusing them, this man cried. Yes, he's crying. And he's got feelings. And he's got a memory. And he's praying. Too late to pray. So for our message this morning, he's praying, but he didn't want any of his family to come to the place he was in. And he was thirsty. But what you said, he was dead. He was asleep. He's not dead, he's alive. His body's in the grave, but his soul's not. And the Christian makes up, when his soul meets up with his body, it'll be a changed body. It'll be a body like our Saviour. and will be ever with the Lord. There's no such a thing as soul sleep. You're either one or the other. So friend, this morning, or this evening, by being faithful with you, it said the man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And if you haven't got the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Saviour, and you dying in your Son, you're lost, friend. You're lost. We all have to live by the choices that we make. We sometimes make the wrong choices and we sometimes make the right choices. But friend, if you make this choice and set the Lord Jesus Christ as your Saviour, it will be the greatest choice that you ever made. Because you have a Saviour. But if you reject this man who went all the way to Calvary and shed his precious blood, this man that loved you and gave himself for you, and you reject him, one day you'll stand before him at the great white throne with nothing. Nothing to say. Friend, catch yourself on and set the only one that can save you. I can't do nothing for you. I know I can only point you through the scripture, and so can anybody else. You have to do it. Take him as he is. Confess you're a sinner. And it'll be the greatest choice you ever make. So friend, take him as your very own. And you'll never regret it. I'll not be a rose garden. You no get anything you want. You might no get any of these fancy cars that some boys promise you. But friend, you get eternal life. Which has been paid for you. Which no other can make. The choice is yours. Be like Stephen. He had a face like an angel. He had a voice like an angel. And he died like an angel. May the Lord bless him with his precious word. Father, we give you thanks and we praise your name. We thank you, Father, for your time. We thank you for the help you have given us. And we pray, Father, that thou get the glory, the praise and honour, that you would speak to those that would listen in, Lord. You know who they are. And if some that are not saved, we pray that you'll save our souls and they'll accept thee as Lord and Saviour. And if any is backslidden, Lord, you'll again speak to them, Lord. We commit them all into your hand, giving you thanks. Thanking you, Father, for all that has done and given, Lord. Thank you, Father, you're the author and the finisher of our faith. Thank you, Father, for saving our souls. Pray you take us from this place, take us all home to safety. Let nothing befall us by the way. But we do ask in the Saviour's name. Amen. Amen.